This is Jerry Goldstein with this week's Biz Booster Hot Tip. This week, how and what to ask your supporters. I hope you have identified your superfans and likely supporters from your mailing lists, friends, and followers. Now that you have your list, what are the next steps to transform those fans into supporters? Step 1. Give your lists a hierarchy. Give the people on your list levels of relationship, A, B, and C, with A being folks with whom you've had many interactions over the years, B, some interaction, and C, a little interaction. But each level are people who you know, they have been to your shows, bought your stuff, and have declared their interest in your career by showing up and supporting you in some way up to now. Step 2. Decide what you want. Do you have a specific project or need to take your career to the next level? Are you about to launch a new tour? Do you need introductions to members in the industry or their community? You have got to be specific and know what you are asking them for based on who they are and what they might provide for you. Clearly, not every person on your superfan list can provide you with the same results. This is why you need to really know who each person is, what they do, and what their interests are. Once you know what each individual might offer you, then you can call or write to them and ask them to support you in a very specific manner. Reserve the bulk emails to your list for more general notices. Use individualized emails or letters or phone calls for specific inquiries and requests. Step 3. Decide on the best method of contact. In many cases, a personal phone call may be the best mode of communication. You need to assess how well you know the person and exactly what kind of request you are making of them. If you are a confident writer and can put together an email or letter outlining your request, then start there with a follow-up phone call. If the request is large enough, then you may need to put together a proposal to lay out all the details succinctly. Now, what exactly are the kinds of things you might ask of your supporters? Here's a list to get you started, but please be creative and realize anything goes. A. Presenting a gig of any sort. B. Financial help, loans, investments, purchases. C. Referrals and introductions to important people. D. Referrals to important groups, businesses, or organizations. E. Marketing assistance. F. Sponsorships. G. Advice, consulting, mentoring. E. Gig assistance, door collection, advance marketing, street team functions. These categories leave you lots of room to improvise as you seek out the superfans who might lend you career-advancing support. Match the right person to the appropriate type of support, and you just might find your career soaring at a much faster clip than had you simply kept all those names on your list sitting in your databases, unexplored, unnoticed, and underappreciated. Some examples I have run into with my clients have been where one artist found one of his longtime audience members was associated with a nonprofit organization and was able to hook him up with the state rep to do multiple benefit concerts throughout the state. Another artist worked with his superfan to do return house concerts for 19 years and turned 1 year into a larger benefit event. Yet another found an investor in her superfan who fronted the funds for multiple self-produced albums. Your projects, your asks for career-advancing support may only be limited by the manner in which you develop deeper relationships with your fans. I would love to hear about some of your creative relationships and the kinds of support you received. Leave me a comment below on the blog or on the Performing Biz Success Strategies Facebook page. I can't wait to hear about your success. Now, thanks to Curfew for providing this month's BizBooster theme music, Future Dance. Check them out at www.curfew.co.uk. And for more career-boosting tips, articles, books, resources, teleseminars, online courses, and retreats, visit me at performingbiz.com. I'm Jerry Goldstein. Thanks for listening.